Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Kuf Vav, Pesachim 106. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara discusses the nature of the obligation of reciting Kiddush on Shabbos during the day, which is called Kiddusha Rabbah, the big Kiddush or the great Kiddush. So the Gemara cites a Braisa, and the Braisa says, Tanu Rabbanan says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, Zachor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kachu, remember the Shabbos and sanctify it. And the Gemara says, Zochreyu Al Yayin, remember it. Remember the Shabbos by making a blessing on wine, meaning to say that we're obligated to make the blessing on Shabbos at the outset by mentioning a blessing on a cup of wine. So says the Braisa, Aimli Elabiyom, I only know from this that you're obligated to make a blessing during the day, because it says the Pasuk of Zachar Asayom HaShabbos HaKacho, Belayla Minayin, how do I know also at night? Because the verse just says the day. So Talmud Lomar, Zachar Asayom HaShabbos HaKacho. So it says, how do we know also at night? Because it says, remember the Shabbos and sanctify it. And from the words to sanctify it, we include also the Kiddush at night, which comes at a time that we sanctify the Shabbos at the outset. So the Gemara has two questions on the Braisa. First of all, the Braisa says, Balayla Minayin, meaning to say, how do we know it at night? Which means to say that it was obvious to the Braisa that the main Kiddush is during the day. And the only question is, how do we know we're supposed to make Kiddush at night? And so the Braisa asks, Adarabba, just the opposite, Ikar Kiddush Balaylahu, the main Kiddush that we know, the main mitzvah of Kiddush is at night, because Lakacho means, Dechi Kaddish Tchilas Yom HaBayla Kiddushay, that when the day starts, the day becomes holy, we're supposed to sanctify it on the wine. So first question is, why does the Braisa assume that the main Kiddush is during the day? The main Kiddush is at night. And furthermore, Vesu, Belayla Minayin, and furthermore, the Braisa says, at night, how do we know? Tam Omer Zachar Es Yom. Meaning to say that, remember the day, Tana Mahadar Alayla, the Tana is trying to find how we know to say Kiddush at night, how come he brings a pasuk, a verse that refers to Kiddush during the day? So the Gemara says, this is how we have to read the Braisa. Hachikamar, this is what the Braisa is saying. Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho. What does it mean when it says in the verse, remember the Shabbos and sanctify it? Zochreyo al yayin b'knisa, so remember the Shabbos when Shabbos starts on Friday night. How do we know you're also supposed to make a blessing and sanctify the Shabbos during the day, not just at night? Talmud Lomar, Zochar Es Yom HaShabbos. And from the extra yom, from the extra day of Shabbos, we mean to say, even though the main Kiddush is at night, we're also supposed to make a Kiddush on Shabbos day. So now the Gemara, so what do we say during the day? What's the bracha we say the day? Because we can't say that we go back and say make the same Kiddush that we said at night, because we said that at night, we said earlier that the Kiddush is on a cup of wine, and Shabbos of Yom Tov during the day, we're not obligated to do it a la kos. So what is the obligation of during the day? So says Rabbi Yehuda, we say Bori Pri HaGefen, meaning to say you don't make any special Kiddush with it, but you're just obligated to say Bori Pri HaGefen, the blessing over the wine, and drink it. That's all you're obligated to do. Meaning to say that the main reason is to give honor to Shabbos and to show that this is not a regular meal, but this is a different meal. This is a meal of Shabbos. And so therefore, that's all you have to say. You just have to say Bori Pri HaGefen. So the Gemara brings an incident about this, that there was a Maisa, a story, Rav Ashi, Ikla L'Mechuzah. Rav Ashi came to the town of Mechuzah. Amruei, they said to him during the day, they said to him in the city during the day, Kaddish Lanmar, Kiddusha Rabbah, that make for us the Kiddusha Rabbah, make for us the Kiddush. Meaning to say, they thought that he was going to say the Bori Pri HaGefen, and they called it Kiddusha Rabbah because you say this in every time you make Kiddush, you say the Bori Pri HaGefen. Tosfos Rid says, you know, that we call it the Great Kiddush because it's a derech kavod, it's a way of honor, because it's more than the Kiddush on Friday night, and so therefore we call it the Kiddusha Rabbah. Just like we say oftentimes in the Gemara, you call a blind person Sagi Nahor, one who has enough light, or somebody who has more light. And so therefore we call it Kiddusha Rabbah, because another explanation is, why is it called Kiddusha Rabbah? Because it's a hidden secret. But the idea is that they said to him, make for us the Kiddusha Rabbah. So Havaway, so they brought him some Kiddush to make a blessing on it. And so Savar Maini, he thought to himself, what is their intent, Kiddusha Rabbah? Well, he says, what is their intent that I should make for them this blessing of Kiddusha Rabbah? So he said, Amar Michti Koa Brachos Kuhan Baru Priya Gafan Amri Beresha. He says, since we see that with respect to all the blessings of Kiddush that we make on wine, we say Bari Pri HaGafen first. That's how we start. So therefore, Amar Bari Pri HaGafen V'Agid Bei. So he said, I'll say Bari Pri HaGafen, and then I'll make a long blessing on it. So to show if one of the people there will get ready to drink, and then I'll understand that they're not going to make another blessing on this Kiddush. Chaz Yehu Saba de Gachem Veshasi. He saw that after he made the Bari Pri HaGafen, and immediately started to drink. So he called upon himself, oh, the Chacham has the, he said the verse from Kohelet, that the wise person has the eyes on his head. And so this is how he understood. So the Ravya writes that this blessing of Kiddush that we make during this meal is L'chvot Shabbos. It's to show honor for Shabbos, that the wine that shows that the wine shows that it's a siman, it's a sign that this is not a regular meal, that this is a meal for Shabbos. And indeed, the Shmir Shabbos Kehochasa quotes the Brisker Rav, who ruled that even though on Friday night that not everybody there is required to drink from the wine, because just the person who makes the blessing is required, just one person is supposed to drink from the wine, or obligated to. Nevertheless, on the day of Shabbos, everybody needs to drink a little bit of grape juice or wine. Why? Because the Kiddush is to show that this is a special meal. And so therefore, since it's not to sanctify the Shabbos, but to show it's a special meal, everybody needs to drink something.